this is one of the most remarkable scientific results in recent years, that the extreme weather events that we have witnessed and are witnessing almost every day, whether it is the hard winter in northern China, Storm Sandy in the United States, or other severe weather events, are largely caused by the melting of the Arctic sea ice. Last summer, a big group of Chinese scientists traveled on the icebreaker Snow Dragon from Shanghai to Iceland. And they described in a public forum that we hosted at our university how the melting of the Arctic sea ice in the summer of 2007 caused severe weather, which destroyed electricity grids and railway lines and food productions in China. But last summer, the melting of the Arctic sea ice was even greater than in 2007. And we are now witnessing these very days, these very weeks, one of the worst winters that northern China has ever seen. So now it can no longer be doubted that the entire weather system of the world is largely influenced what happens in the melting of the Arctic sea ice. So to that extent, we can now truly say we all live in an ice-dependent world. And there are three major areas. There are the Arctic, the Antarctica, and what the Chinese have started to call the third pole, the glaciers in the Himalayas. And this is all related to the future of the world. My country, Iceland, has the largest glaciers in Europe. We have studied them now for over half a century. And now, a few wet days ago, in an international conference in my country, the conclusion was brought forward in a clear way that by the end of this century and the beginning of the next century, most of these glaciers will have disappeared. So if you are living in Iceland, you don't need to go to international conferences to realize that climate change is happening. We see it in my country, and we see it in our neighboring country, Greenland, and we see it all over the Arctic. So I think the melting of the ice is really the frightening message. Climate change is a difficult world because somehow it's not concrete. But the melting of the ice is something that everybody understands.